we used to always joke that the worst way to convince President Carter to go along with your position was to say that this would help you politically, because I think this arose out of a deep-seated feeling that was very much a part of the campaign, which we've discussed in some detail, that he wanted to be a different type of president. He was elected somehow to be a different type of president. He was running against the sort of system of inside deals and so forth. He saw himself above that system. He didn't enjoy politics per se, mm-hmm. in the same sense that a Humphrey or a Johnson did. I mean, they reveled in the mm-hmm. ability to be political in the broadest sense of the term. And President Carter, I can't psychoanalyze him, but I mean, to my observation, didn't really enjoy the political process. It's not something that came naturally to him. He liked to make a decision on the merits and check the decision box that seemed to him the best direction for the nation to go, and that is his strength. Mm-hmm. And that was an enormous strength, and has enormous amount of intellectual integrity. It was also, however, a liability at times, because you can't always simply check the right box. You've got to make sometimes compromises so that overall you're able to move forward, even though it appears it's one step backward to go two steps forward.